Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Men in Blazers ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Get in on all the sports action and your chance to win up to 100 times your cash with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today. Use code MIB for a first deposit match up to $100. This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalogue. Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. I'm currently listening to The Secret Hours by Mick Herron. That's the standalone prequel to the majestic Slow Horses television series. I can't stop listening. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/courage or text courage to 500 500. That's audible.com/courage or text courage to 500 500. You're listening to the Men in Blazers Media Network, suboptimal radio.
None of them have made fun of my accent like some of you.
It's Rog. It's Friday, and we've made it to the end of another week. Hungover much? Me too, friendo. I'm sitting here podding at 9:30 in the morning. Feels like mere minutes since we finished coverage of the magical experience. It was Mexico 0, US men's national team 0. That vaunted rivalry really reduced to a pillow fight, to which both teams turned up with neither pillows nor much fight down the stretch. My head aches, my body is quite bruised. I'm covered in my own upchuck, but let's dive in and relive that largely forgettable crap fest of a performance, bar from an American perspective. Two searingly slapstick misses and one magnificent Gio Reyna slaloming run like a little eel. Oh, a move which ballads are being written of as we speak. Let's take a listen to the CBS commentary of that Gio Reyna moment of wonder. Okay, that was from the Azteca, but that was actually Diego Maradona's goal against England in 1986, as commentated by the great Victor Hugo Morales on Argentinian television. One of the greatest spontaneous lines of all time. Cosmic kite, which planet did you come from? Leaving so many English players behind. And in this process, turning the country into a clenched fist, shouting for Argentina. God, all broadcasters listening, use that word cosmic kite liberally and often. I mean, my God, that was a moment from when the Azteca was really the Azteca. And one of the most fascinating learnings I've had from this past couple of days was when Hercules Gomez came on our preview podcast and told the story of how the NFL, Roger Goodell, yes, this is Roger Goodell actually doing something good, inadvertently maybe, but Mexico wanted the NFL to come and play in the Azteca, and Roger Goodell said, we will come, but first, you stadium authorities have to undergo an extreme makeover. We need luxury boxes. We need money to be made. We need this place to essentially become a luxe version of the Azteca. And in so doing, God, the Mexico stadium authorities have really knocked the old school stuffing out of that place. You know, you hear the 1980s, the 1990s, the early 2000s stories of what it was like to play in smog and heat and just a waterfall of fans cascading, seething anger and scorn and bags of piss and worse flung onto the field. There was none of that. And we will discuss more of this on the show. Mexico, in short, are not the Mexico of our imaginations in this cycle. The Azteca of dread and fear and intimidation and heat and all that is just, it's not. It's not what it was. What is not what was. And wow, boy, did we miss an opportunity to deliver a historic victory last night. We saw at the final whistle, really both teams stumbling off stage, knowing their performance had been, yes, underwhelming, but at the same time, mission accomplished. Both things can be true in football. From a US perspective, our understrength baby Eagles had escaped that once mythical fortress, Estadio Azteca, with a point. And this is the great news. They can now qualify for the 2022 World Cup. Just saying that fills me with joy. Qualify our US men for the 2022 World Cup on Sunday night against Panama. 7 p.m. kickoff Eastern Time on FS1. Please let it be with Roberto Stone. Either a win and Costa Rica failing to extract 3 points at El Salvador will do it, or a draw and they lost Tico's loss. More on this game to come. Let's dive in though. And before we do, can I just say before we begin, my attitude to your phone calls is the exact opposite of Stephen Gerrard's.
I actually thought your questions would be a little bit more better, in all honesty.
Stevie G, as Pep would say, that response is
incredible. Incredible.
Oh, Pepito, you and me for Evs. Oh, sting me up, producer Jonah.
Sometimes I drift like a boat out at sea. Like Ronaldo's nipples, I yearn to be free. But how did I get that fix of football I need? I'll listen to WGFOE.
That was an untitled sting submission by Matthew in Los Angeles, California. It doesn't need a name when it's that good. And Matthew's correct. For your football fix, you're listening to WGFOP Weekend Preview, the show where you call in your questions and I answer them. Like Greg described last night's game, a positive disappointment. Leave us your questions anytime, 646-450-9472. And it could be your voice on this podcast, which is supported by our friends at Paramount Plus. Double P! Don't miss the final window of World Cup qualifiers. Why would you? The US international team play their last match against Costa Rica on Wednesday, March the 30th. Along with the rest of our CONCACAF friends, we'll all be scraping for points. And in the greatest league in the world, the NWSL 2022 Challenge Cup. That continues. What am I looking forward to this week? Newcomers San Diego Wave, led by Alex Morgan, look to make a splash against defending cup champion Portland Thorns. Their first ever meeting Saturday, March 26. You've also got your March Madness rolling into the Sweet 16. Do I have to tell you that number 15, yes, number 15, St. Peter's Peacocks, the Everton of March Madness, look to continue, well, an Everton that wins, look to continue writing their Cinderella story trademark as they take on number 3 Purdue. Boo! While two college basketball blue bloods face off, number 8 UNC face number 4 UCLA, the last remaining hope of the entire West Coast. Coverage starts 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Friday, March 25th. You know what feels even better than correctly predicting the outcome of a football game? Winning up to 100 times your cash while doing it. Cash in with your soccer knowledge on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, an enormous selection of players and stat types. That's what makes Prize Picks America's number one fantasy sports app. We love easy gameplay here at Men in Blazers. Just love it. Easy gameplay. Prize Picks offers weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments of the sports season. Look, for Everton fans, it's not been the easiest campaign, although it hasn't been the worst either yet. But one way to make those Sean Dyche-induced draws more exciting, Prize Picks. Love smashing more on Jordan Pickford saves, less on Michael Keane passes completed, and much, much less on Beto goal contributions. Oh, it allows me to feel good about feeling bad. Download the app today and use code MIB for a first deposit match up to $100. That's promo code MIB. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. It's Rog here to tell you about a product that I simply adore. It's been a long time staple in the Bennett refrigerator, Stoke Cold Brew Coffee. Always bold, always smooth. Yes, that is the very same Stoke as in the mighty Wrexham Fortress, known as the Stoke Kairas or the Stoke Racecourse, Wrexham AFC's home. They support it. They support football, which is just one great reason to love this coffee. It is my go-to enjoy during the football calendar, essentially the opposite of Everton. And you can check out their full lineup of 48 ounce cold brew products, something for everybody, from light to dark roast to seasonal favorites in a refrigerated multi-serve format. I tell you this as someone whose blood type is now officially Stoke Espresso Blend. Have the coffee house experience in the comfort of your own home and do it now. Stoke Cold Brew Coffee, and be sure to follow Wrexham AFC. Big love to all at Stoke. Courage. To question one.
Rog, it's Anthony. I'm from Boston. I'm a Main City fan, and I'm here to ask you a question. After yet another frustrating night of watching the U.S. men's national team, is it the team, is it the talent, or is it the coaching that prevents them from the ability to control the ball and or trap the ball? Why is it always just like watching youth soccer like I grew up in, where they just, whether it be panic or whether it be the counterattack, just kicking the ball as far as the field down and making go, Rog, why can't we control the ball? I'm going through an existential crisis. Could use your help. Much appreciated. Thank you for the outlet, sir.
Anthony, oh, the beautiful city of Boston. You know what, Anthony? Just hearing your voice, I'm going to watch The Fighter again tonight for like the 87th time. But on the issue of control, Christian Pulisic agrees with you.
I don't think we necessarily had control throughout the game. I mean, they're a good team. We expected that. But we did have the chances to win the game, and we didn't convert.
Look, it was a weird one, really. Greg defying those who said he should consider fielding a lesser team and focus really on winning the two games to come. He actually picked a strong, strong side. A lot of raised eyebrows. I loved it. You know, there was a sense that Greg was going for the win to show Mexico that yet again, I, Greg, with two G's. No, three G's. I'm your daddy with three D's. But then the longer the match went on, the US kind of played the defensive counter-attacking transition game that really we could have done without exhausting some of our more elite players. And the truth is, we did have our chances. The first, going to Christian, only for him to go full on Timo Werner.
Así que si se combina ese resultado, ojo aquí, buen centro, puede ser. Otra vez, se agiganta la figura de Guillermo Ochoa. Pulisic llegó completamente solo, tenía el primero, tenía para abrir el marcador, sacó disparo Memo.
And then, oh, the PFOC shank. For the ages, all I can say about that one was Iwobi would never. And so, really, there's two schools of thought, really. I guess the pragmatist and those who dream big and want more. You know, really, oh, the litmus test is your answer to the question. Do we care about how we qualify as long as we get there? And to me, the answer is no and yes. You know, big picture, the trauma of last cycle's failure still, it still stinks, it still hurts, it still hangs over the programme. And if you believe that, then just qualify is your mantra. Any which way, just bloody qualify. However, at the same time, this is the finest, deepest, most talent-rich, and all the players in the Champions League, all those statistics of European club success. This is the deepest squad our US men have ever produced. And to me, qualifying is a journey. We're 12 games into this octagonal, and we should expect to see a collective idea of football that this team's organised around emerging, the patterns of play, the favoured starters? What's our depth chart striker? What's our depth chart goalkeeper? The centre, all over the field. That should have not be absolutely crystal clear, but it should be emerging far more than it is. And this squad, under Greg Berhalter, who last night experimented with his chiropractor cool look. That gentleman loves to size down in the t-shirt department, which is a dangerous game. The team still seem lesser than their individual parts. And I know, you know, CONCACAF qualifying is, it's a Star Wars cantina of football. And because of that, it is rife with well-worn, almost dog-eared truisms from every broadcaster. Win your home games, get what you can on the road. Also this, which we heard a lot about in the immediate post-game, which is, it's always good to get a gritty point at the Azteca. However, football evolves. Standards change. Expectations can and should change. And it is important to acknowledge this weak, aging Mexico team was there for the taking last night. They were. They absolutely were. Some of their football was so surreally sloppy. I couldn't believe it. You know, I just rewatched Wolf of Wall Street for the millionth time on Wednesday with my daughter, and watching Mexico tactically and technically at times, their formation was on par with Jordan Belfort's Lamborghini Countach after a late night drive home from the country club. And you funnel into that how atmosphereless the Azteca was. I mean, it was empty for the majority of the first half. The second half, bless him, the stadium announcer kept having to get on the mic to try and hype up the crowd. I don't know whether he was trying to drown out the American Outlaws or even the chants for Tata Martino to be fired, which were the only ones that I could actually hear. But the Azteca was as dead as I have ever heard it. And in football, two things can be true at the same time. We can both feel relief as American fans that we did not lose, we did not crap the bed, that we got our point. And we can also experience a deep frustration that we missed the best chance we may have for a long, long time to gain a first historic win at the Azteca. And the bottom line is this, honestly, God, this was a bloody damp squib edition of our region's most hyped rivalry. You know, Arsene Wenger used to talk, I once interviewed him, he talked about players and teams who are driven by a fear of failing. And players and teams like Thierry Henry who are propelled by a profound motivation to win. And all I can say is last night's game was 90 minutes played out by two squads who fit firmly into that first category, a fear of failure for different reasons, but that was what we watched down the stretch in that second half. Having said that, I'm also aware if before kickoff you'd offered me a draw, I would have bitten your arm off for that 1 point. So roll on Sunday night in Orlando. US pessimist, yes, will fret that only one CONCACAF team has won their next game after playing 90 minutes in the Azteca in this cycle. But we've got to believe the United States Baby Eagles will be athletically prepared with World Cup qualification up for grabs in front of a delirious crowd of home fans. Let every man do his duty and be true to his country. I began this question with a Christian Pulisic sound up. Christian also said this last night.
It was definitely a tough game. It took a lot out of us. I think I'm really proud of the way that the guys just put in a shift and just the effort to make sure that we got that point in the end was really big.
When Christian nearly said, Freudian style, we put in a shit. I've got to tell you, the look on Gio Reyna's face, he was sitting right by him. And for a second, oh, he was just a teenager trying to not crack up while his mate was talking in public, and it was beautiful. Next question.
Raj, Tommy from Houston, U.S. soccer team fan. My question to you, is Christian Pulisic the James Harden of soccer? God love him. He's one of our greats. But he seems to get fouled so often and leans into it. Is he the James Harden equivalent in U.S. men's soccer? Courage.
Tommy from Houston. Oh, that is blasphemy. First of all, our gent doesn't even have the beard anymore. He clean shaved. I believe he actually gave the beard, gifted the whole thing to Jordan Morris. I'd love to have that one confirmed or not, but the experts have spoken. Christian is nay James Harden. He's nay Steph Curry. Our dude is this.
This guy's like the phenom guy, right? He's like the LeBron James of soccer.
Definitely.
Next question.
Oi, Raj. This is John from Charlottesville, Virginia. And I am a regrettable and unabashed Manchester United supporter despite my better judgment. And my question for you tonight about the United States men's national team is, how can we clone Gio Reyna 11 times? Is it possible? Is it feasible? And ethically, morally, yeah, we need about 11 more of him. Cheers. Good night.
John, oh, Charlottesville, my Lord, I love your town. Just hearing the word Charlottesville makes me want to jump in my car and drive right down there. I, too, love Gio Reyna. I admire him greatly. And last night, he played like a bloke on a one-man crusade to prove that flinching during the national anthem fireworks is just not who he is.
Pokes it loose. Skipping past the challenge of Herrera's. Gio Reyna. This is slaloming stuff from young Giovanni Reyna.
This is what I missed. This is what
Still
I missed.
Reyna putting on his show is Reyna. And finally, on the seventh or eighth try, they managed to stop his progress.
Gio, what an incredible kid. You know, injuries have prevented us from seeing him at his finest in this qualifying journey so far, but that moment last night was magic, a true calling card. And what I love about Gio is that the face seems sweet. I mean, dude is 19, but it masks a deeply competitive hunger. That mindset, that coupled with his peerless skills, I do believe, skill-wise, Gio in this squad is elite, bar none. It makes him, to me, the whole package, because he's got a willingness to engage in shithousery when the opportunity strikes. And injuries permitting, all of that is what makes him, to me, the future face of this team. Make no mistake, Gio is no supporting character. He is your lead. He has the potential to be the one. You saw it last night. The way he reacted to the PFOC miss, arms out, astonished, holding his teammates accountable, setting the levels, the demands, the expectancy. This is what I want. This is where we are going. Follow me. I believe we can do it. And I do. I do believe that's what's going to make him the future face of this team. And when you look at the lineup Berhalter sent out last night, starter-wise, as I said earlier, it was surprisingly strong. Greg was not keeping his powder dry for Sunday, but the one player I believe he held back for the Panama game was Gio. And I pray in Orlando, Gio goes off and gives us the kind of joy that we've experienced in all too brief flashes. You know, there was the exclamation point against Pepe early on that's evaporated. Tim Weah, he too had a fleeting moment. Brendan Aaronson too. But with full-throated joy and wonder, roll on Sunday. May it be the day when Gio Reyna comes alive. Here's a burst of Gio post-game with Pulisic when asked what he thought of Berhalter's comment that his run reminded Triple G of Diego Maradona's in 1986.
Coach Berhalter said it reminded him a little bit of Maradona in 1986.
I don't know about that, but yeah, it was a nice run. In the end, it didn't really turn out to anything. So, I'll save it in my camera roll, but it didn't really do anything for the team in the end. So, hopefully I can find a way to score one of those next time.
God bless you, Gio. Next question.
Raj, this is Evan from New Jersey, Italian-American, third generation watcher of the Leozuri since 2006 World Cup win, one of my first sports memories. My big question is, what has changed since now and last summer when we put on an amazing display Euro 2020. What has gone on here? Why are we all of a sudden a team that can't finish against North Macedonia? Love to hear your thoughts, Raj. Thank you.
Evan, oh my God, let me address you. Let me address through you all Italian-Americans listening to this pod right now. I feel your pain. I send you love. The agony, the trauma. I can't imagine. I can. I'm an Everton fan, but close your ears for a moment. Here's the scene at the final whistle in Palermo last night, which came seconds after goal scorer Alexander Trzajkowski just went Balkan Doug Eder in the 92nd minute for North Macedonia to break Italian hearts like a European St. Peter's.
But North Macedonia have pulled off the seemingly impossible. They have stormed the Renzo Barbera and they have produced an extraordinary win. They defended with heart and soul and skill and planning from that man. And then when the chance came in the stadium in which he used to play, in which he used to be loved, Alexander Trzajkowski came up with the winning goal. Italy's hearts are broken here in Palermo. An astonishing upset. North Macedonia move a step closer to the World Cup and the European champions are gone.
First up, North Macedonian GFOPs. My Lord, I hope you had a night of nights last night. I really do. Your Lions were magnificent. Fearless. I mean, Italy, 32 shots on goal. The expected goals, the XG. Italy, 1.98 to your North Macedonians, 0.17. That is the wonder of football. But wow, God, getting back to Italy, it is almost unfathomable to have witnessed that great footballing nation fail to qualify for the World Cup for the second straight cycle. For 60 years, they were ever present, qualifying for every single World Cup. And now they've missed two in a row. Nicky Bandini, the Guardian's Italian football correspondent, tweeted, another improbable stat for the evening. Italy have only lost twice in 42 matches over the last 3.5 years. Once to Spain and now North Macedonia. Cruel, cruel, cruel. My words, not Nicky Bandini's. The truth is, this whole qualifying campaign, Italy have created chances, but just not taken them. You know, they missed penalties. They pounded shots on target with no clinicality. And thus this darkness. And Italy being Italy, the players' responses were poetically epic. The veteran defender, Giorgio Chiellini, I love him so much, muttered sadly, beautifully. He said, a great void will remain within us. There is a great disappointment. Even today, we played a good game, but we couldn't score. From September to today, we've made mistakes and we have paid for them. I'm sad. I am sad. The whole tournament is a lot worse off for the lack of Italy. Their football in the Euros was what international dreams are made of. And the team play, the complexity of the goals, the wonder, the triumph. And I mean, let me tell you back there for a minute, Evan.
Posizione di alla sinistra, deve puntare, va in mezzo, Immobile, Immobile può andare alla porta che lo anticipa, c'è Federico Chiesa al limite, entra in area, Chiesa, destra! Siamo avanti noi! Abbiamo segnato noi! Il figlio d'arte la mette al quarto d'ora! In un angolo inarrivabile! Per una Simon!
Chiesa against Spain. I mean, ethereal human wonder. And I know, Dante said, there's no greater sorrow than to recall in misery the time when we were happy. But I'm playing this as a reminder that football is fickle. Like fortune, your status can change in the blink of an eye. Bad times and good times are intertwined. All of this is just a reminder to make great memories while you can. for those are the ones that will sustain you. And Evan, always remember this. It could be worse. It could be worse. As my mate Scott, who's a proper bluebell, he said to me last night, you could be an Italian fan who supports Everton. Like Moise Keane, I'm sure his heart's still at Goodison Park, right? So let me leave you with this song. And I'm raising my bird to North Macedonian fans who also support St. Peter's. My Lord, your joy, the size of it, I can't even imagine. We'll be back on Monday with the pod. Until then, this one goes out to Moise Keane.
Everton's new striker. So here we go. Keno, Everton Italiano, Keno, Everton Italiano, when he scores we all go crazy, when he scores we all go crazy, Keno, Everton Italiano, Keno, Everton Italiano, when he scores we all go crazy, when he scores we all go crazy, Keno, Everton Italiano, yeah, that's it, that's all they are. When he's got they all go crazy. When he's got they all go crazy. Keno, yeah, that's it, that's all they are. Keno, yeah, but then that's all they are. When he's got they all go crazy. When he's got they all go crazy. Yeah, oh, this one, Moise Keane, Moise Keane.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Men in Blazers ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.